It is a rare sunny morning in August, and an aluminum skiff bobs in Sitka's Whiting Harbor. Jeff Mucci and Joe Stratman are wearing about 40 pounds of scuba gear each and sitting on opposite rails of the boat. Once in the water, Mucci and Stratman swim over to the shoreline, holding meter-long sticks, specially equipped with a compass, a clipboard, and some waterproof paper. Their mission? To move along a straight line, looking for Didemnum vexillum, or DVEX. DVEX is known as a tunicate. Individuals are really, really small, smaller than the head of a pin, and they join together with their counterparts until they formed a colony. That colony develops a rubbery tunic, and it grows and grows until it's dripping off of underwater structures like docks, or in Sitka's case, coating parts of the sea floor. That can choke out life underneath, potentially causing serious harm to ecosystems. The divers take turns underwater, looking for where exactly the tunicate has taken hold.
Yeah. Because if we want to eradicate it, we have to know where it is.
Tammy Davis is an invasive species coordinator for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and she has some good news.
I wouldn't say that the potential for spread is not here, because I do believe it is, but we haven't seen it expanding since 2010. What we found in 2010 is similar to what we're finding today.
Sitka is not alone in dealing with DVEX. It's been found around the world, including in the Pacific Northwest.
My name is Alan Floyce. I'm the Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator for the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife.
DVEX showed up in Washington's Puget Sound in 1998, but those records weren't discovered until later. The state of Washington didn't jump in until a 2004 discovery of DVEX. Washington covered it with tarps and used chlorine and some scraping to get rid of the DVEX.
Eradicate that sample at the time.
But that was just one sample. Scientists found DVEX at 9 different sites throughout Puget Sound, and the state sank more than $900,000 into addressing the problem.
The difference between what's happening in Sitka and what I've experienced in Puget Sound is that the Didemnum up there is growing on natural surfaces, where the ones here were almost exclusively growing on artificial surfaces.
Back in Whiting Harbor, the skiff has moved on to a new site. Diver and fishery biologist Kyle Hebert climbs out of the water and into the boat.
Definitely saw some down there.
He removes his mask and puts his gloves in a cooler of warm water.
It's definitely patchy. You see boulders with a patch on it, and then nothing for a while, and then you see another patch.
Dealing with those patches could be a big challenge for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Again, Tammy Davis.
Eradicating DVEX from the seafloor hasn't been done successfully.
What would it take to eradicate it? How does that happen?
I am not ready to answer that question.
why not? Because you have to learn more, or just because it's...
Because I've talked with people all over the world and hoping to get some really clear suggestions, and the response that I get is, yeah, you have got a serious challenge on your hands.
Fish and Game asked for and received $500,000 in funding to handle DVEX, but it will take more money, and how much is not clear. Davis says she understands there is a lot of concern in Sitka about DVEX, but she says when the state finally goes in for the kill, it has to do it properly.
I would hate to make a hasty decision and spend a lot of money and not do the best job that we could.
Until then, officials continue to ask the public to stay away from Whiting Harbor and prevent the spread of DVEX. The divers on this trip will go through decontamination back aboard the Kestrel, Fish and Game's research vessel, anchored nearby. And what they learned, all that data on waterproof paper, will help Fish and Game develop a map of the distribution and figure out exactly what needs to be done. Then they'll hire a contractor and get to work. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.